This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it is Monday. Glad to have you with me here today. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. From Marquette to Monroe and all points in between, the Michigan Talk Network carrying the Steve Gruber Show. We have some new affiliates to announce here in the next few days. We'll be sharing those with you as soon as they go hot. And then we've got a rollout coming a little bit later, I believe in April. So I appreciate the support. It's becoming a movement, my friends. It's becoming a movement. Now, let's cut through the nonsense and get to the facts of what's going on with this hysteria, the latest hissy fit over Donald Trump. What has he been in office? 9 days, maybe 10? How many hissy fits have you seen from the media, from Hollywood, from the left in general? I mean, you should have one of those little clickers you have. My father used to have them when he was fishing, a little clicker on his fly vest. Keep track of how many fish he caught in a day, you know? I think he cheated once in a while, but that's a story for another day. But anyhow, he had a clicker. Maybe we should do that for hissy fits and panic attacks and flat-out hypocrisy and everything else you see. Unprecedented. A word being thrown around so recklessly these days by the media that just about anything involving Donald Trump is apparently unprecedented. And then I realized that most people out there consuming this garbage, and remember, garbage in, garbage out, the human mind is the same as a computer. If you fill it with garbage, what do you think is going to come back out of the mouth? Garbage. Anyhow, most people don't realize what the truth is. Most people have no actual working knowledge of American history or the truth. The latest misguided and reckless disregard for facts surfacing, of course, over Donald Trump's executive order to place a temporary ban, that's right, temporary ban on refugees coming from 7 countries, Iraq, Iran, Somalia, Yemen, Sudan, Syria, and Libya. Syria could be longer because they have bigger problems getting people vetted on that end. The media is screaming to anyone that will listen that Trump's move is unprecedented. Hollyweird and their get-together at the SAG event last night, you know, screaming that it's racist and bigoted and so on and so forth. But any cursory review of American history would show this is simply not true. In fact, Jimmy Carter, in 1979, after the American embassy in Tehran was overrun by radical Islamists, banned anyone from Iran and then expelled Iranian students by the thousands, threw them out of the country. They forgot to tell you that, though, didn't they? Because the left-wing activists, media commentators, and Hollywood elite, they believe that the world has come to an end, I think, 49 times was the last count. In just the last 9 days, the world has ended 49 times, according to the Hollywood elitists and so forth. But let's stick to the facts. That's what we'll do here. And the fact is, Donald Trump is doing exactly what he said he would do. He's doing exactly as he promised. It's just shocking, I realize. 62 million Americans voted for him. That's 57% of the Electoral College. It ran right through the middle of middle America in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Other states on board, Ohio and Indiana, Iowa, North Carolina, right through middle America. Those same Americans give him high marks for what he's doing. In fact, the Rasmussen survey, the latest polling numbers give Donald Trump a 57% approval rating. Now, people on the left say, well, that's it. That's a right-leaning poll, that Rasmussen. We can't trust them. It's also one of the polls, my friends, one of two polls that predicted Donald Trump was going to win on the 8th of November. So how far off is the Rasmussen report? Probably not too far. That's right. Rasmussen said that he would win in November. It says now that his approval ratings continue to grow. By the way, concerning other bans of people coming to this country, what about FDR? He banned, for the most part, all European refugees from the time he became president in 1933 March until the middle of 1944. Denied just about everybody. In fact, the St. Louis, a famous ship that was on its way here from Europe, loaded primarily with Jewish refugees, about 1,000, was able to dock briefly in Havana, but was rejected there. They only took a couple of dozen folks off. Then they came around the coast of America, could see the lights of Miami, begged for FDR to give them a chance to come because they said they would be slaughtered if they were returned to Europe. He didn't even return the message. He did not respond in any way. The ship, desperate for fuel and supplies, returned to Europe. The vast majority of those folks ended up back in mainland Europe, save for 288 that ended up in the UK. The rest went back to mainland Europe, many of which, as many as 300, died in the Holocaust, at Auschwitz, Dachau. And I'm not saying FDR was wrong. I'm just telling you that when the media screams unprecedented, they're not telling the truth, or they're not educated enough to know what the truth actually is, because they don't do their homework. Just yesterday, I was appearing on the BBC World News broadcast on television worldwide. So I was on the BBC World News, and the commentator got into an argument with me when I pointed out that Trump's executive order is merely enforcing the law that was signed by Barack Obama in December of 2015. She said, well, that's not true. It certainly is true. But even the producers at the BBC and elsewhere haven't done their homework enough to even know what this executive order originates from. She never did concede that she was wrong and I was right, but I am sure by now she may have figured it out because every other story on the planet has it accurately depicted now, though they didn't then. Meanwhile, overnight in Quebec City, Quebec, 6 people dead, 8 injured in a terrorist attack, as the police in Quebec are calling it, a terrorist attack on a mosque there. The 2 masked attackers using semi-automatic rifles gunning down those worshipping while yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You do the math on it. So a terrorist attack in Quebec City. By the way, Justin Trudeau says he'll take, he's the new Prime Minister of Canada, he says he'll take whatever refugees may be turned around here in America, and he'll accept them in Canada. Good for him. As Bill Clinton said in 1995, ours is a nation of laws. Ours is a nation of, in fact, we've got that short clip, I believe. Let's hear Bill Clinton just talking about immigration and refugees and so on and so forth in general during the State of the Union address in 1995. Roll that.
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Standing ovation at the State of the Union address. We must do more to stop the abuse of our immigration laws over the past many years. That was in 1995. I suppose that if a Democrat says it, they're a hero. If a Republican says it, they're a bigot and a xenophobe. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.